HarperCollins presents Feybound by Sara El Arifi, read by Barney Turpin.
For my sister, Sally. Part 1. The story of the wheat, the bat, and the water. In the beginning, there were three gods. The god Asase came to being as a grain of wheat, a single particle that bloomed into life. As Asase grew, their roots became mountainsides, and their leaves blossomed into forests. Valleys formed in the gaps of Asase's branches, and the knots in their bark became canyons. And so, the earth was born. The god Iwia flew in on wings of darkness, to bring day and night to the world. As a bat with two heads, they found their place in the sky above their sibling. When one face looked to the earth, there was light, and when the other turned their gaze downwards, there was darkness. And so, the sun was born. The last god to appear in the universe was Bosome. They moved through Asase's roots, creating rivers and seas, before residing next to Iwia, a silver droplet of water in the sky that ebbed and flowed with the turning of tides. And so, the moon was born. The three gods lived happily for many years, until one day Asase said, "I wish for a child. I shall create one." From the seeds of the earth, Asase made humans. Sprigs became bones and flowers sprouted smiles. Iwia, seeing their siblings so happy with their children, said, "I too wish for a child. I shall create one." And so, from the skin of their wings, Iwia made fae with pointed teeth and ears like bats. Centuries passed, and Bosome watched both their siblings in their happiness, but saw their children's faults. Humans were too fragile to survive long, and fae too arrogant to care much for their parents. So Bosome made the elves out of the waters of the world, with the pointed ears of fae, but with the humble nature of the humans. And for a time, all was well. But no matter how much the gods wished for peace, they had given their children the one thing that would never ensure it. Free will. Chapter 1. Yiren. Yiren was born on the battlefield, lived on the battlefield, and one day she knew she'd die on the battlefield. Her first breaths were tinged with the smoke and ash of her mother's dying enemies. And when Yiren screamed, she joined the rallying cry of her tribe as they rode into battle. Soldiers giving birth on the front line wasn't uncommon. If you could hold a drum, you could fight. And yet we still don't have enough soldiers. Yiren let out a heavy sigh as she surveyed the war map in front of her. Each valley and hill had been etched into the slab of oak by skilled cartographers. An expensive piece of craftsmanship to have in a bedchamber, but Yiren's lover had never been called frugal. The moonlight cast a shard of silver over the center of the table where the four districts of the elven lands converged on the bleeding field, the front line of battle. She ran her gaze over the four quadrants of the map, waxing, crescent, eclipse, and finally her own elven tribe, waning. Her hand curled around the edge of the table, her nails making fine dents in the grain of the wood as she scrutinized the battlefield formations. White tokens tracked the locations of troops under her army's direction. Yiren's eyes homed in on one regiment that lay in wait by the eastern tower of the garrison. Hers. Yiri? The nickname was breathed into the silence. Salawa's quiet step
Sample complete. Ready to continue?